You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morning, Penelope. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. How was your Matariki weekend?
It was very good. Very restful, which is always good for me.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear it. Now, we're talking about fashion illustrator Antonio Lopez. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So part of my Matariki was watching some documentaries, because that's what I like to do, and I stumbled across this one, which is called Antonio Lopez, 1970 Sex, Fashion and Disco. And of course, those words at the end completely drew me in. It was this is actually on TV on demand, so if anyone's interested, they can go and check it out.
Oh,
of
that's
course,
great.
For free. Yep.
That's something
And it's directed by a guy called James Crump, but it was based on a book by Roger and Mauricio Padilha, I believe is how you pronounce it. And I didn't know anything about Antonio Lopez, but he is very fascinating. And he is basically, every time you see illustrations from the 70s of women in fashion, he's pretty much probably drawn it.
Right.
Yeah, so he was born in Puerto Rico in 1943. He moved to New York when he was about seven, and he studied fashion, so he did study fashion illustration, and a lot of his work appeared in Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, Elle, Interview Magazine, Andy Warhol's magazine, and New York Times.
Wow.
And he collaborated with an art director called Juan Ramos, who was also his partner. And they were living in 70s New York, which for most people we all know it was kind of like a free time if you were in there with the right people. And he was, I guess, in the 60s, everything was about clean lines and minimalism and that sort of thing. And he was drawing women in clothing with movement and more fluidity, excuse me, so lots of silk and full-length dresses. And I do recommend that people, if they're interested, Google and look at the images, because they're just amazing.
Oh, like, yeah. You can just looking see at them right now.
Yeah. We got them. Source material in front.
It is lush. It's exactly, yeah, it's like, it's clearly incredibly influential.
Yeah, and he, you know, this was a time, like 60s and 70s, where the girl next door in the US was kind of the epitome of the model. You know, they were all kind of like blonde, blue-eyed. And he celebrated individuality. He loved unusual beauty, diversity. And he discovered these two young women in Central Park called Donna Jordan and Jane Forth. And they had gap teeth. And had no eyebrows, like they decided they just didn't want to have eyebrows, and so they were muses of his. And Donna Jordan became a model, an actor for Andy Warhol. And so the women he would take and he would draw them, he would kind of adopt them, they would become part of his life. So then they were known as Antonio's girls, and so he would be sleeping all day, working all night with Juan, photographing and illustrating them and their life, and then selling the pictures to magazines. And he worked with Pat Cleveland, Carol Labrie, Elva Chin, and of course in New York at that time people weren't as open as he was to that diversity, so he decided to move to Paris and he took everyone with him.
I want to be one of Antonio's girls.
Honestly, when you see this film you're like, oh my god, why can I not be part of this group? And he was like so effervescent and had so much style and just charmed everyone, basically charmed the pants off everyone, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So he would take these women under his wing and just completely, give them confidence to be who they really should be, that sort of thing. He worked with Grace Jones and got her kind of really put on the map.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he lived, they all lived in Karl Lagerfeld's apartment and started working with him when he was the designer for Chloe, which Chloe is kind of like that silhouette, billowing kind of blouses and things like that at that time. And interestingly, he also worked with Yves Saint Laurent at the same time, and there was a rivalry between Karl Lagerfeld and Ooh. Yves Saint Laurent because Karl's boyfriend actually had an affair with Yves Saint Laurent, and so it was all very...
scandal. Is that that's in the docker?
Yeah, they do talk about that because the guy, I think his name was Jacques, was a bit of a troublemaker, and he kind of did things just to see how people would react.
Stura, I hate that.
Yeah, it's crazy. And Antonio also discovered and dated Jerry Hall when she was 17. Well, he would have been, I think, I can't actually work it out, but he would have definitely been late 20s, I think, when he was dating her. But she was really into it, and they would party all day at this famous gay club called Club Set. All night, and everyone would go there, and you know, clothes were optional, and it's pretty much that sex, fashion, and disco kind of really is in that order when you watch the film. But it's quite fascinating how influential he was, and how a lot of, you know, you don't hear much about him, but he did influence a lot of designers, you know, post his death and everything. He died young, at 44. In 1987, due to complications with AIDS. But I think this is a really fun movie to watch. And the way that they do it, there's, you know, the music behind every scene and everything. You do feel like you're part of the party, which is quite cool. But you do feel a bit tired after you watch it because you feel like you've been partying for an hour and a half.
It's on the couch. Yeah. Instead of going out on Friday or Saturday night, just watch this.
Get mentally there.
And Andy Warhol kind of was like really into it as well. He made a film called La Amour in 1973, which featured Lagerfeld and Donna Jordan in it. And so that's something that I might check out after, just to see how that kind of reflects how this film was as well.
Yeah, intriguing. Yeah.
And I guess the important kind of takeaway from this is that Antonio, you know, was the fact that he celebrated unusual beauty, and he combined street style and encouraged ready-to-wear post-war kind of, you know, fashion. So it's quite cool.
He sounds influential even today. I mean, you mentioned the gap teeth and the no eyebrows. It's like, it's, that's very 2023.
It is in.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, a lot of people do have gap teeth, and I think it's awesome that he celebrated that right from the start, and it was all, you know, models of colour, you know, Tina Chow, just like amazing looking woman, you know? So it's really cool.
Sounds like an awesome guy.
He also drew male models, of course. And if you think of like knitwear and leather in the 80s for Versace and Missoni, and they were like highly eroticized kind of pictures of men. So yeah, it was all walks of life.
Love it. So you can watch that. So Sex, Fashion and Disco, that's what it's called, right? You watch it for free on TVNZ On Demand.
Yeah, it's Antonio Lopez, 1970, Sex, Fashion and Disco. And it came out in 2017. And yeah, it's TVNZ On Demand on the Pulse channel.
Excellent. Gorgeous. And it comes in at a wonderful, ideal hour, 35 minutes.
That's a good length.
That is correct. All right. Thanks heaps, Penny.
No problem.
All right, have a lovely day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.